KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 29 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-50s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, police have identified a man killed during a home invasion in Des Moines over the weekend. 31-year-old Travis Allen Williams of Earlham died after an altercation with two people who lived at the home. The incident was reported at around 2 a.m. Saturday at 2020 East 14th Street in Des Moines. Investigators believe Williams broke into the home before the confrontation. The two residents of the home were identified as 19-year-old Ali Cano and 18-year-old Whitney Campbell. Police say all the evidence will be presented to prosecutors once the investigation is complete to determine if any charges are warranted. An accident late Friday night in Council Bluffs resulted in two people hurt and the driver of the vehicle arrested for OWI. Bluffs police say 19-year-old Jacob Willie was driving a black 2004 Dodge Ram pickup southbound on Valley View Drive at around 11:54 p.m. Friday when the truck went onto the southbound shoulder. Willie overcorrected, causing the vehicle to leave the northbound shoulder of Valley View. The truck then slid into a ditch and overturned several times before coming to rest. Neither Willie nor his passengers, 20-year-olds Ryan Higginbotham and Megan Wolf, were wearing their seatbelts. All of the crash victims were from Council Bluffs. Wolf's reported to authorities that she was ejected during the crash. She suffered broken bones and abrasions. Higginbotham also suffered from abrasions. Both were transported to the UNMC for treatment. None of the injuries were considered life-threatening. Willie was arrested and processed for operating while intoxicated, first offense, and failure to maintain control of a vehicle. He was turned over to Pottawatomie County Corrections. Organizers with the community jazz band Popcorn Button have announced an evening of dancing and music will take place on Sunday, December 20th at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. Popcorn Button's 16 musicians will bring a polka, two-step, waltz, and swing tunes from the band era, big band era. Founded in 2010, the volunteer band aims to promote community arts, big band music, and dancing, and to help support local student musicians. The band offers a scholarship for music lessons, band camps, and honor bands. Details about that are available at popcornbutton.org/scholarship. Beginning dancers are invited to take their first steps at the holiday ball with the help of Jake and Pam Arbach, Popcorn Button's veteran dance instructors. And with a few minutes of their guidance, you can learn the basics of swing and get out on the dance floor. The band is typically composed of local musicians, but it takes an international turn this month as Santa Claus joins the trumpet line. The holiday ball, again, will be held on Sunday, December 20th at the Atlantic Elks Lodge, located at 501 Poplar Street. It takes place on that date from 7 until 10 p.m. Admission is free, but a free will donation is accepted to cover the band's expenses. Listeners and dancers of all ages are encouraged to attend. For more information, simply go to popcornbutton.org. Officials in northwest Iowa hope a new airport that's under construction in Sioux County will boost business. The Sioux City Journal reports the $28 million project that has been in the works for more than a decade is expected to be done in 2018. It'll replace airports in nearby Orange City and Sioux Center that lack the room to expand. Harold Scheibout is chairman of the Low Airport Board. He said the new airport will make the region more attractive to business jets. The runways at the current airports are too short to provide the extra distance needed in wet or snowy weather. Enrollment is now open for those looking to sign up for insurance or change or renew their policies under the federal plan known as the Health Insurance Marketplace. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is the federal agency overseeing the signups, and spokesman Nick Clausen says it impacts thousands of Iowans.
There's about 39,000 consumers in Iowa enrolled in the marketplace right now. There's still about 188,000 uninsured individuals in Iowa. So whether you have coverage through there or not, you should go on before December 15th. Look at your options, update any information if you are a current enrollee. That way you have coverage by January 1st.
Clausen says you can sign up on the internet.
If you're uninsured, you can go online. You can go to healthcare.gov. You can apply for a premium tax credit, which helps lowers your monthly premiums. And then you can enroll in a plan.
And he says you can call 1-800-318-5296 to help get help over the phone, and he says there's plenty of in-person help to guide you through all the insurance issues.
And across Iowa, we have the Enroll Iowa Coalition, so health centers, hospitals, and other community agencies have partnered together, and they're volunteering, and people can go in and sit down with somebody and that person will walk them through the application process and also explain what deductibles are, what copays are, what the plans might cover that somebody is looking at.
He says if you're worried about the cost of insurance, that is why there is a tax credit.
If you're an individual, working family, most people, I like to say working family, and it really is for the middle class individuals. If you qualify for a premium tax credit, 80% of people who qualify for a tax credit through the marketplace are paying $100 or less a month.
Clausen says enrollment ends on January 31st, but he encourages you not to procrastinate.
We have had a little bit of, I'd say, a surge towards the deadlines. And December 15th, even though it's not the end of enrollment, you know, by a lot of people want to enroll by December 15th, so they have coverage January 1st. So those December 15th and then around January 31st, we do expect to be busy, you know, longer wait times and that. So it's really important to get in as soon as possible and get it done.
Clausen says you can face a penalty of up to $700 if you haven't enrolled for insurance by the end of 2016. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa authorities say two men have been wounded during separate deer hunting accidents. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says that a 47-year-old Winfield man was struck in the abdomen Sunday afternoon by a deer slug believed to have been fired by another member of his hunting party northeast of Winfield. The department says Walter Freeman was flown to an Iowa City hospital for treatment. Also, 28-year-old Travis Myers of Dundee was struck by a deer slug in his right shoulder Sunday morning while hunting about a mile northeast of the Backbone State Park in Delaware County. The slug was believed to have been fired by another hunter in an 11-member party. Myers was treated at a Manchester hospital and released. Both shootings are being investigated. Iowans who are looking for a place to hold big family gatherings for Christmas or large get-togethers throughout the year are being reminded about facilities in Iowa's state parks. Todd Kofelt, State Parks Bureau Chief for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says there are lodges in six state parks around the state that are available every day of the year.
These facilities are open year-round and can host groups of different size, but the neat thing about them is regardless of what the Iowa weather is doing, folks will be able to enjoy a fireplace and wood will be provided for that, and they'll have a full kitchen and restroom that will be able to support the groups anywhere up to 200 people.
Rental rates for the lodges range from $35 to $200 per day. Kofelt says they feature modern kitchens and restrooms, but were originally built in the 1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps.
So the stonework that provides the base is relative to that area, but then they also have the wooden timbers, and they really provide an outstanding spectacle, if you will, of architecture from that time period.
The year-round lodges are located in state parks in Van Buren, Washington, Monona, Polk, Jones, and Fremont counties. In Monona County, that includes Lewis and Clark State Park, and in Fremont County, Waubonsie State Park. For more details about each lodge and park, simply go to iowastateparks.reserveamerica.com. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.